Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Matter of fact, if I read Psalm 111, verse 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all of them that have pleasure therein. And blessed is the nation whose Lord is God," folks. And you can check that out in Psalm. Man, I make reference to that constantly. Nation is Lord. Psalms. I know we're in the 30s. Yeah, 33:12. Sorry about that. I just wanted to make clear as to what I was making reference to. But happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining me today. I wanted to be live today. We were given the option today through Genesis Communication Networks to either be here or nay and spend time with the family. But here's the bottom line. As I'm spending time with my family, I'm also spending time with my family because the bottom line is we are in this together. What we're going to talk about in just a little bit is I want to go through a piece done by our friend Bill Moore, and I just kind of want to highlight some things by first starting off with the Mayflower Compact, and then what we're going to get to is each state preamble, and I just want to highlight our history so you know who we are and why we have so much to be thankful for on so many different levels. So before we get to that, I do want to tell you again, thank you for joining today. I'm happy to be with you today. Again, this is where my heart's at, and this is where I would prefer to be at all times is with the people. In saying that, I also want to let you know if you want to watch us on social media platforms, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page on the top left side of that page, and you will see us there, as well as can you subscribe onto our Rumble page. Also, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. If you want to give us a call at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, you do realize that during holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, when we have long weekends, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, whatever it is, you do realize that during the time that the people are taking off, that the corrupt within the system that means to overthrow this government are hard at work. I hope you all understand that because that's what they aim for. Matter of fact, they depend upon it. Again, if you pay attention to the time that they called together, not a recess, but a quorum, usually those times that they're trying to pass or to call a quorum to pass bills that nobody would go along with are during those times. Just go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you, because that's what you're going to find out. You're dealing with a bunch of snakes is what you're dealing with, friends. And again, we've become so accustomed in this country somehow or another to just go ahead and give them a pass because for some reason or another, the people believe that the criminals can do the wrong, but the upright, those that claim to be upright, they don't have the power to do the right when the opposite is true. We are under severe judgments. As a matter of fact, if you look at Leviticus 26, you're going to see where when the people refuse to obey the Lord, that he's going to bring it seven times more. Keep in mind at the very end of that seven times more, which we're in the middle of right now, comes the sword. And I know that there's people out there that are just questioning what I'm saying right now, yet all these things are happening right in front of their faces, and this on so many different levels. Matter of fact, I just wrote an article this morning, and this was the headline. No kidding, because there was so much to do. I just thought I need to throw it out there just so people can understand what's going on. And if you're on social media platforms, you can see this. The Pope entertains trans. Okay, I highlighted that yesterday. A mayor gets 30 years for child porn, hanging out with Peter Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation. The Pentagon officials are arrested for child trafficking. I wish people would listen to us 12 years ago, and we told you that through the ICE investigation under Brian Bender, but people didn't want to pay attention until they see it happen again. And then also what we're finding is the FBI and their reoccurring recruiting efforts to basically get more of what we've already dealt with. So, folks, it shows you who's preying upon you. It shows you these unconstitutional agencies that are being created are being used against the people. And it's funny how people are now coming full circle years later, now saying, you know what, this has been precipitating since September 11th. And, of course, it has been, because that's when they implemented all of this unconstitutional nonsense. The Patriot Act should have been called the Act of Tyranny, because that's exactly what it was and is, and that's the time that they created all of these unconstitutional agencies, not every single one of them, but a good portion of them, as to whom now you are under attack by. It's not being used for foreigners. It's being used against you. But again, if the American people don't want to listen to what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, rightly had to say when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, that's exactly what's happening. It's not a foreign enemy that's attacking you, friends. It's corruption within the halls of government. It's these unconstitutional agencies that are being used, that are being armed, that are being fortified against the very people that they swore to uphold. But again, concerning the agencies and highlighting the agencies, what would you expect from unconstitutional agencies but more unconstitutional activity? And it's exactly what you're getting. And to prove the point, it's interesting. Last week we had actually taken the time to highlight the fact that when the entourage concerning the president of China, when he came into San Francisco, did you know that all of the American flags were taken down? I just wanted to make clear you all understood what was going on. So again, China's calling for a new world order at the bidding of the People's White House, who's calling for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. The Pope is calling for a new world order. Is anybody paying attention to what is going on here, friends? They're in it together. It's an alliance of hell. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18 when you get a moment, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm saying. I also wanted to highlight this. Why this said Marine was holding a communist flag bewilders me to no end. Yep, there's a lot of backlash, but big deal. You know what? Prevention is better than cure. And this military man, this Marine holding a communist flag, should have disobeyed that order. And this is what I want you to see. I'll show it to you on the other side, friends, where the Marine is actually holding a Chinese flag concerning the visit of the Chinese president along with Joe Biden. Hey, folks, I want to say it again. Listen to me clearly. It's not a foreign enemy attacking you. It's corruption within the halls of your own government. How long are you going to continuously play these games with those that are being used to create those games? We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the crown for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Just highlighting the fact that, folks, the enemy is within, not without. I know that they want to keep everybody distracted concerning all these third world countries that are at war, many of which your government, you are actually paying for this little charade going on with Israel and Hamas. That's paid for on both sides by your said government, friends. So you can understand as to who the author and the finisher of this chaos is, because they mean to be the author and the finisher. But coming back home here, look at this. This is Joe Biden, the president of the Chinese. And interestingly enough, when his entourage came into San Francisco, all the American flags were out of sight and out of mind. Again, just making clear, I'm just trying to highlight what people are unwilling to highlight, friends, just showing you the severity of times. And what's interesting as well is this Marine, when they walked inside of a building to have a conversation, it was interesting that this Marine, for some reason or another, obeyed orders, as he said, and he held the Chinese flag up. Somebody want to tell this guy that he swore to uphold the Constitution? And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to let it play out a couple times here, but he's holding a Chinese flag, friends. Okay, it's his job to uphold the Constitution. It's not his job to uphold a flag concerning a country that means to dominate and destroy this country. You know, quite frankly, friends, I got to tell you, I am sick and tired of these said administrations that are appointed to destroy this country. And what am I talking about? I am sick and tired of those people standing around or sitting around, even going so far as to defend those people that are destroying this country, and then they have the audacity to sit and say that they're doing their job. They're not doing their job, friends. They're protecting the very people that are destroying this country. And when the American people understand as to what's at stake here, maybe they're going to actually get educated. Maybe they're actually going to stand up and do something about what's going on in this country, because it's absolutely out of sight and out of mind. I'm confounded by what the American people have tolerated. I got to tell you. And I'm not a part of that problem. I'm going to be a part of the answer and standing up to it. And that's exactly what we're doing here and what it is that we're doing on during the times that we're off air. We're making efforts every step of the way in combating this garbage and these criminals for who they are. It's a totalitarian system of government. It's oppressive. It's arbitrary. We got a bunch of despots and dictatorships. And you know what? I just got to stop and say to the bad guys, what happens when the guys that you work for, what happens, again, when they don't need you anymore? You're expendable. Do you understand that? Okay? You're lying, you're stealing, you're killing for them. You're defending them in their crimes against the people they're supposed to serve. What happens when they get their way? That's the definition of a useful idiot. You apparently don't realize they're called useful idiots as well, not just the reporters, these brainless parrots that read off everything that the teleprompter has to say through it. No, or it's scrolling. No, they're just falling in line and saying they're doing their job and they're not doing their job. And going back to the point that I wanted to make, friends, is apparently the bad guys don't understand when they don't need them anymore. They're the first ones thrown up against the wall and shot and killed. Why? Because if they'll betray their own people, they can't be trusted to serve them neither. Now let's go up another level. Let's go up another tier of those globalists and those elitists that love to be called so. Those that mean to take the place, the throne of God, just like Satan himself, who will once again be dethroned. Read Isaiah 14. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But I got a question. So what happens when this alliance is put together? Okay, let's say you take it five stages, okay, and five steps forward, and you destroy all this, and then you destroy that, and then you got control of this. What happens when there's nobody left but those that are sitting at the table? Well, then there's another war to be had, right? And then what happens when a couple more are gone? Well, then there's another war that needs to be had, because guess what? Everybody wants that power, and everybody wants that authority. See, these folks, what's crazy about it? Is there covetous to no end? Hell is never filled. Do you know, Proverbs tells us that. They want and they want and they want. And what's terrible about all of this, Americans, those that are listening to me in 53 countries, is those said elitists, those appointed leaders of countries, we have a representative government. Our leader is God, the Father, through His Son, Jesus Christ, through common law. But you know what's insane about all of that? Is these people can't even control their own lives, yet they want to control every aspect of our lives. I mean, today's Thanksgiving. What are we thankful for? I mean, are we just sitting around like a bunch of elitists and just expecting more and more and more to be given to us? Or is it our time to act? Is it our time to respond? Is it our time to stand up and say, no more of this nonsense, and take them lawfully to task? I'll tell you what's unnerving to me is the fact that when you look at the bad guy, and because what we see through the mainstream media is everybody's guilty except the guilty. And I'm not saying that the people on the peasants, you know, us peasants, I'm not saying that there's not those of us that are guilty of a crime. And if you commit a crime, yep, there's consequence. It applies to all of us. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. It applies to all of us. The law applies to all of us. Isn't it amazing how the said representatives do the same thing that other people do, but yet it's the other people, the peasants, that are prosecuted? Well, those that are responsible for committing the crime, incumbent within the halls of government, they get a pass. See, that is a representation of what the people tolerate. Okay? Hey, folks, there's only so many of them. And here's the thing. The deceptive matter and what they operate in and through. The Bible tells us, hang on a second, who deceiveth, hang on, I just got a thought here, and this is live radio. I want you to listen to this, because it's exactly how the devil works. It's how he's always worked. The Bible calls Satan himself the deceiver, and those that work for Satan are deceived. And they also function and operate in deceiving others. They lie, they steal, they kill, just like their father does. The apple doesn't fall too far from that hellish tree, right? But when you look at the Bible, it says, and the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. These are the people that work for that loser, the one that's going to be cast into hell forever. The Bible says he's the prince of the power of the air. Yep, but the Bible says that Jesus, Matthew 28, verse 18, and also Luke 10, 19, gave us all power over the power of the prince of the power of the air. Did the church forget that? Yes, apparently they have. But folks, the deception that's being, that's compelling these people forward is that their hopes, and in hopes of, the people never figure out that they're just a small number. These are the same deceivers, the deceived, that are deceiving you. And if you believe them, you're just as deceived as they are. But what you need to understand is they're deceiving you by causing you to believe that they're in the majority when they're not. I cannot emphasize that more than I do. I don't know how to overemphasize that. They're getting away with it just like any other dictatorship. They're gaining power by the people believing the lie. And yesterday I spent a little time on voter fraud and how, my goodness, I could scroll for 10 minutes really quickly on a piece that I did from the Heritage Foundation concerning all the people that were busted during voter fraud. But the mainstream media is telling you there is no voter fraud. The mainstream media is telling you that these people, these corrupt officials, as they are called, right, they have been reelected by the people. And then what they do is they get the people that are the right, that are hanging on every lying word of the propagandists that they don't believe in. And then what they do is they go out and they get mad at other people and say, you know what, look at these dummies, they reelect them. Look at these dummies. Look who they voted in. I mean, there's some people in this country that actually believe that Joe Biden was voted in, that he's a legitimate individual. That shows you how deceived you are. That is insane that you would believe that kind of a lie. I mean, what's the old saying? Lie to me once, shame on me. Lie to me twice, shame. I'm sorry. Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. And that's right. Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, and I accept it, right? Shame on me. And we need to get this right, because all of that which is taking place in this country is premised on the very lies that they are pushing all day long. I want to show you a couple more things on the other side of this break. I want to go over to John Kerry, because what they need to do, and they're going on this whole global warming lie that's being exposed left and right as well, but they don't care about that. They're just going to keep pushing it anyways, because it's a means of more control in enslaving the people and stealing away their money, which means that they are controlling you. Taxation without representation. Friends, the power to tax is the power to destroy. I want to show you a video by John Kerry. Also, I wanted to show you really quick how the Chinese and Bill Gates are buying up U.S. farmland all across our lands. Okay? There's your enemies right there. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill about 55 miles south of Lexington. At least two cars spilled sulfur. Donald Trump widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% support Trump compared to 43% who would vote for Biden. Several House Democrats coming after Elon Musk, saying that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. New York City Mayor Eric Adams being accused of sexual assault back in 1993. The accuser claiming that Adams sexually assaulted her while they both worked for the city, and Adams was a transit cop. The mayor says he doesn't know who the person is, and they've never met. Corey Myers, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today. Thanks, guys. If you want to call in, by the way, 1-866-582-9933. If you're just joining us, happy Thanksgiving. I want to be here with you. And again, payday for me is being with the people. So, and I know that there's a lot of people out there today that didn't have family, and some that do, that are still joining us. So we just wanted to be together in this because we have a lot to be thankful for. And the way to be, to show our gratitude for the things that have been bestowed upon us through the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Father, for what he did for us on Calvary, is to stand up and live for what he died for. 2 Corinthians 5:15. So, anyways, in saying that, friends, I got to get back to this. But I just heard today, Tucker Carlson is warning everybody, saying that something really bad is coming within the next year. Now, you all know who Tucker Carlson is. Hey, guys, the kid was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's not there doing you a favor. He's not there doing the people a service. He's there serving his sponsors. That's all of them. Sean Hannity, every single one of them, they're there serving their sponsors. And every single one of them we have seen compromise who we are. And not a one of them. Not a one of them, with the audiences that they have, not a one of them has called forth rallies to impeach the corrupt in the United States and to prosecute the corrupt within the United States, which brings about the answers to which we all seek out, right? Justice guards our liberties. That's right on the Supreme Court, right under Moses and the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. But I got to tell you something, folks. You do know that Tucker Carlson, and I'm not trying to dim his light and make mine brighter. I'm not doing that at all. I'm just letting you know the truth of the matter concerning whoever or whatever it might be. If the truth isn't being told, I'm going to bring that truth that reproves that darkness, Ephesians 5:11. Tucker Carlson is CIA connected, friends. He's not there by chance. None of them are. They're there to, they're your distractors. They're controlled opposition. If you haven't figured that out yet, just wait until things get a little bit worse and you'll be back. And then you can call in and you can tell me about how I was right. I know I'm right. But isn't it interesting how he can forecast, speaking of Tucker Carlson, how he can forecast bad things coming to the United States of America, yet he's not empowering the people to deal with those people that are creating those bad things that are allegedly coming to America. Is anybody following the heart here? This is the heart of a patriot. First and foremost, a Christian patriot. And a patriot means to uphold dying laws. That's why we constantly hold to the Word of God and the Constitution. Because that's what our forefathers gave us, and we have the longest standing Constitution in modern history. Why wouldn't I hold to that? Now let me go forward here and tee up this next piece. Folks, how many crimes has Bill Gates been busted in? How many times has he been exposed for the crimes against humanity that he is responsible for? That, by the way, his dad, who used to sit on the board of Planned Parenthood, said he got his ideologies concerning population control from him being on that board. I mean, we know the man's a devil. He's like one of those insane comic bad guys that you would see in a movie 20 years ago. The sad part about it is he's a reality. And he is where he is today because the powers that have been put in place through our representative limited government failed to prosecute him when they had the opportunity to do so. This is the same one that just somehow or another became self-elected during the plandemic, who profited from the plandemic like nobody else did. And somehow or another, the people accepted him as being a doctor. You know, I keep hearing these reports of Bill Gates being arrested, him brought to charges concerning his crimes against humanity, but yet he's still there. That's why, you know what, the proof is in the pudding. The rubber meets the road, then we'll talk about it. Until the people gather up the bad guys, you're going to allow the very few to continuously do the things that they're doing. And what's sad about all of it, you're paying for it. And you know you're paying for it. They're stealing your tax dollars, and they are force-feeding you to do whatever they will to do. That is an arbitrary system of government. And how many politicians does this devil own? And I'm talking about Bill Gates. I mean, the guy's laughable. He's a comic. But what's terrible about it is he means it. And that's the reason we have law. What happened to this system of checks and balances in our government? That's all bought and paid for, too, as well as you can see. This is a government that has gone rogue. If we're thankful for what we have, we're going to stand up against this nonsense, friends.
Along with China's land grabs, Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the largest private owner of American farmland. Gates alone holds over 275,000 acres across 19 states. Our next guest is a Virginia
275,000 acres Bill Gates owns.
National Black Farmers Association.
How's he doing that?
John Boyd Jr. joins us now. John, so great to have you on. So I'm sure you put a lot of thought into this. Why
yes.
do you think Bill Gates is buying up all this land?
Well, one is greed, and running America's family farm is off family land. Basically, we can't buy the land once Bill Gates moves into the area. For mm-hmm. example, his data center is right next door here, and since he's located in Boynton, Virginia, land prices have went through the roof, $15,000, $20,000 an acre. What farmer do you know that can pay that kind of money per acre,
right.
you know, off anything that we can grow on the farm? He doesn't do anything when he comes into these areas to support community-based organizations or invest back into these communities. That's what's hurting America right now.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to do now in the food industry is the same thing that they've done with seeds, you know, when they put genetically modified seeds in, and now he wants to do that with beef. But, you know, America's farmers are proud farmers, and I'm asking Americans not to support fake meat, but to support farmers out here who grow beef like I do and poultry and pork. Support America's farmers and not support Bill Gates and this mega theory and mindset that he has.
Yeah.
It's really called greed.
Yeah. No, and by the way, it's not just Bill Gates. The Chinese also gobbling up a lot of
So we have, so we have, folks, what we have here is we have Bill Gates buying over 275,000 acres. And I believe, if I'm right in saying this, and I'm going to go back to this as I'm looking at it, but I believe it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, in 21 states. This is the guy that's he's buying up all the groceries, all the food processing plants. Matter of fact, was it last year, 100 and some food processing plants mysteriously burnt down? They're trying to get rid of the old food supply so they can create a fake one. And also take note what this Virginia farmer just said concerning his sounding off on Bill Gates. He's in business with the Chinese that are buying up U.S. farmland. And just this last week, the president of China was here while one of our Marines was holding up a Chinese flag. And when his entourage came into San Francisco, I'm sharing this with those that just joined us, not one American flag was shown. You better understand what's going on, friends. When the Lord says that you're going to be made the tail and they're going to be made the head under judgment, that's where we're at now. That's where we're at. Here, as a matter of fact, I was going to show you this, and I'll do it right now. But they were first in line for turkeys this morning. All the illegals that are being lured into America by the same treasonous Joe and his administration, his criminal administration, read Article 3, Section 3. Those illegals that are being lured into America because of your welfare dollars, which is completely unconstitutional. What's interesting is they were the first ones in line for turkey this morning, said an individual in New York. It says, low-income New Yorkers outraged after illegals get first dibs on free Thanksgiving meals. Those Thanksgiving meals, friends, are not free. I'm just here to remind you that you're paying for this. Again, let me say it so you can hear me. Corrupt politicians are stealing your tax dollars, alluring illegals to come into this country where they are now being made the head and you will be made the tail. Listen carefully. Go ahead. Mock, scorn, laugh, whatever you will. But it's already happening, friends. It's already happening. And you can rest assured, just like in Chicago right now, that criminal governor out there, he is hiring illegals to be in law enforcement. What do you think they're going to do, friends? Come into the American dream. They're given all this money and they're told, listen, this is all you have to do is go arrest those people that you don't like, namely Americans. And you're going to have a job. You're going to live that American dream. Guess who's paying for that? You are. Every step of the way, the American people are paying for their own demise. And this is what's going to happen on Judgment Day. You're going to look up at the Lord and you're going to say, what happened? And the Lord's going to look at you and say, why didn't you keep my commandments? Why didn't you bring forth my judgments in keeping my statutes, in dealing with the corrupt, in establishing righteousness and peace within the gate? Why didn't you listen to me? I did nothing. I did everything I was supposed to do. Now you have to do your part, and you failed to do your part. Right? James 2, 14 through 26. I want to highlight this one more, and then I want to get over to the Thanksgiving piece I want to share with you in just a moment. Look at this. Air Force begs troops booted over COVID-19 to come back. What the American people were never told by the mainstream media, at least that I know of. It's interesting to note that when many of the people were kicked out of the military during the time of the pandemic, COVID vaccine and their experimental jabs, a good portion of our military left the military. They stood up against it, and what you were never told by the mainstream media is that the military completely put a stop to all the forced vaccinations. Okay? Now look what they're having to do. You're in trouble, America. You're an open prey right now. As I said yesterday, you have a bunch of men dressed up as women that are heads of military branches in this country, and people are still trying to figure out what's going on. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show this video to you really quick, and we need to get to business. I just realized I said I did tee this up, but this is what's his name? Oh, John Kerry, poor guy. I mean, seriously, poor guy. We're gonna go ahead and play this, and what it is? Oh, it's saying watch again. It's doing something, and I don't know why that is, outside of the fact that we're live right now. Okay, so, you know what, we're just going to have to do this tomorrow because for some reason or another, that's not coming up right now. So, it's Thanksgiving, we're together, we're spending the show together, and I'm happy to be a part of it. One of the things that I want to do is I want to share some information from our friend Bill Moore from Michigan. As a matter of fact, we just threw him on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, and this article will be posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But I want to highlight some of the things that stood out to me right now. Outside of the fact that, yes, I'm already thankful. I live my life on a daily basis in a state of gratuity. I'm thankful for what I have been bestowed, what's been bestowed upon me. I'm thankful for what I have. So much so that I live for what Christ died for. In the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, I live for what those men in Arlington or veteran memorials all over the country, what they fought, bled, and died fighting against. I'm doing the same thing. And I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's going on in our country because they don't have a right to do it. And I'm speaking of corruption, right? That's a heart of Thanksgiving, okay? I want to go back and I want you to listen to this carefully because this is the Mayflower Compact. This is the Declaration of Independence, per se, to our Declaration of Independence. So our forefathers, their forefathers' Declaration of Independence, that's what this is. Listen carefully. This is the Mayflower Compact. If you ever have a question as to who we are and how it is that we've been established and who's responsible for doing so, here, let me bring a closure to that right now. In the name of God, amen, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, Ireland, King, Defender of the Faith, okay? Having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God in one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation, and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, offices from this time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names, Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, 18 of Scotland, 54th Anno Domini, 1620. That's it. That's it. You know what's crazy? That's our forefathers' forefathers. They were the ones that came into Massachusetts. They were, that's where the Mayflower Compact, that's a replica, obviously, it's in which it's placed, the Plymouth Rock, 1620, right? Also, when you go to Jamestown, it's the first thing you see when you walk inside that fortified town is a church. With the Ten Commandments in Acts 2:38, that's who we are. Then we go over to Williamsburg, where you speak to some of these reenactment actors who will give you the history of who we are. And the first thing they're talking about is the Lord in ecclesiastical law called canon law, which is premised upon what? Common law. The Torah. Right? And then we go to New York, where they sit there and have statues erected for our Christian forefather, General George Washington. I'm not making it up. Go there. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. This is why all these groups never call in, friends, because they know what I'm telling you is the truth. And I say this all the time. Why do they lie? Because they know the truth. See, these guys, the bad guys in this country, what they don't realize is the very pit that they're digging. Remember what these words are, because they are found throughout the book of Psalms. Those that dig the pit, will they themselves fall into it? They mean for us to all fall into it. And if all of us are going to fall into it, unless the people stand up, because of a heart of gratitude towards God and a love for one another, right? That's the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37. Now, let me go down here, and I want you to see this, because Bill did a really good job in putting this together. And again, it's going to be on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, but I want you to check this out. These are state preambles that he put together, and I want to read them for you, Americans, okay? So you understand as to whom we are to thank. Okay, Alabama preamble. We the people of the United States of Alabama, invoking the favor and guidance of who? Almighty God. Alaska preamble. We the people of Alaska, grateful to God. Arizona preamble. We the people of the United States, or I'm sorry, the state of Arizona, forgive me, grateful to Almighty God. Did I hear somebody say, but wait a second, I thought there was lines between church and state. You, my friend, are incorrect. Or you have been taught indoctrinated unfairly. But you have to do your own due diligence. 1802, Thomas Jefferson, the father of religion. Right? The third president, the one they want you to believe is a deist, baloney. He was raised by Anglicans. Been to his place a couple times. He wasn't there, of course. At least he wasn't alive. His bones were. And I say that with all due respect. But I've been there. I have the hat and the t-shirt. I know what I'm talking about. Okay? Matter of fact, he was responsible for the state constitution in Virginia. So let's just go down to Virginia now that I'm speaking to Thomas Jefferson so you can understand who Thomas Jefferson is, and then I'll make my point. And what is it? Well, when we go to Virginia, what does it say? Virginia Article 1, Section 17, true religion or the duty which we owe to our Creator and the manner of discharging it are directed only by reason and conviction, not by force or violence. Now, Christianity is not a totalitarian system of government. It's a system of mercy. And the Bible says, choose to whom you're going to serve this day, right? And we're to do it today, not next week, not the week after. And what's the message Christians give? Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Also read Acts 20, verse 21. You repent before God because you violated his law, and because you're a sinner, you need a savior from your sin. That savior's name is Jesus Christ. Line that up with Matthew 1:21. And don't forget the fact that we're also talking about a savior who unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, Revelation 1:5. Okay? But I want you to understand something, friends. Thomas Jefferson said, there's an erected wall barring the government from interfering into the church's affairs. Not the other way around. The ACLU told you that lie, if you're the one that I'm speaking to right now. Matter of fact, the founder of the ACLU, which is a communist organization, it's subversive to American government. They've been busted several times, and the things that they advocate what a communist advocates for. But Roger Baldwin, the founder of that organization, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. They're the ones that told you that there's lines between church and state. Nowhere in any founding document. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go on here. California preamble. We the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God. Colorado preamble. We the people of Colorado, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. Connecticut preamble. The people of Connecticut acknowledging with gratitude the good providence of God. Folks, I go on. Delaware, through divine goodness and service their creator. Florida preamble. We the people of the state of Florida being grateful to Almighty God. Georgia preamble. We the people of Georgia relying upon the protection and guidance of Almighty God. The Hawaiian preamble. We the people of Hawaii grateful for divine guidance. Idaho preamble. We the people of the state of Idaho grateful to Almighty God. See, the problem you're having, friends, is those that are serving we the people that put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold those enumerated laws, they have forgotten. And the reason they have forgotten is because the people have forgotten. They're not grateful. There's no gratitude. Because if they were truly out of gratitude, thankful for what the Lord bestowed upon them, again, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. So let's be a thankful people. Let's stand up and rise to the level of expectation in Christ. Because he's the standard, not fallen man. Not our excuses, right? Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. That's understanding grace right there, Romans 5:20. We're made to be more than conquerors through him that loved us, Romans 8:37. Again, what overcomes the world? Even our faith, 1 John 5:2. The list goes on. And here's the bottom line. I love you by what I do. I couldn't love you if I didn't love the Lord first and foremost, because he has shed his love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. And because of that, I love my neighbor as myself. And I am honored to be a part of your Thanksgiving today. So thank you very much for inviting me into your home and vice versa. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Happy Thanksgiving. Read Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation that the Lord is God.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.